what has happened to our members. Okay? This evening we'll have a topic to consider: avoiding the sin of slander. Avoiding the sin of slander. Shall we pray? Lord, speak to me today. Lord, speak to me today. It's not by power, it's not by mind. Speak to me today. Lord, speak to me today. Lord, speak to me today. It's not by power, it's not by mind. Speak to me today. Lord, speak to me. Lord, speak to your people. We release ourselves unto you, God, for this teaching this evening. Let the Holy Spirit of the living God grant us understanding of your mind, even on this topic. That, Lord, in heaven, you deliver us completely from the sin of slander. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The background scripture for this teaching and study for this evening is taken from the book of James, chapter 4. James, chapter 4. Media, you screen for us. James, chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. James 4, 11 and 12. And this is what it says. Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. Verse 12. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Let's take note of that. There's one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge another? That's the background scripture for this study this evening. And I want to just let us know that we are talking about avoiding the sin of slander. Let me just take a few moments and just say one or two things about the principle, the key words there. Those are first in academics where we talk about defining terms. So we cannot do less when we come even to spiritual things. We want to mean what we mean by the word avoid and then slander. See, we know what sin is. Avoid means to keep off, to keep away. Stay away. Stay away. That's what it means to avoid. And at times, to avoid, you may have to even run. Like the Bible says, flee. So you may have to run. So it says, avoid the sin of slander. And what is slander? We will get to talk about it shortly. But I want to just let us know that slander, to a great extent, means defamation of character. What will defame somebody's character? You know that person is not a bad person. It's not an evil person, but it's like, what can you do to bring that person down? What can you do? And most times, we will look at the details very shortly. Most of the time, it's as a result of a hurt. That the person may not be aware that he or she hurt you. But you have been nursing and say, okay, I'll wait for an opportunity. I will get even with him or her. I say, wait for that opportunity. And you want to do anything to destroy that character. That is slander. That is slander. Let's look at a few scriptures. We'll come back even to this. Is the first major scripture we'll take up. We'll look at a few other scriptures before we continue. One is that Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 and 19. Look at it. Say, these things the Lord hates. So, brethren, one of the things God hates is slander. God hates it. Say, these things the Lord hates. Yes, even 7. They are an abomination to him. Verse 19. Just go to quickly to 19. A false witness who speaks lies and one who sows discord among brethren. So the first thing I want us to take note is that God hates slander. In fact, it's an abomination. And let us know that it is a sin. And sin on its own is just a violation of God's order and instruction. Why do you want to destroy your brother? Why do you want to destroy your sister? What will you gain if that person loses what you don't want him to get or she don't want her to get? Why? Brethren, the first is that God hates slander. Just like he hates divorce. As he tells us in the book of Malachi, God hates slander. God hates slander. In Romans chapter 1, verses 29 and 30, look at what the Bible says. And be filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy. Most of the time, slander is out of envy. Full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers. In fact, that's one of the synonyms for slander, is whispering. Have you heard? You never hear? Verse 30. Backbiters, that's another term, another synonym for slander. Backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. But the words we want from there, one is for 29, is whisperers. And then from verse 30, backbiters. And what? How does Paul list them? Paul lists them as part of the behavior of those who hate God. So if you hate God, then go on and be slandering people. Anybody who is a slanderer is a hater of God. It's as clear and as basic as that. That's what the Bible says. If you are a slanderer, it means you are a hater of God. And once you hate God, it means you will not have, you won't even love God's people. And then look at James chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. I want us to see the characteristics of slander. See things that, well, it's all about James chapter 3, verse 16, 15 and 16. See, this wisdom does not descend from above. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, is demonic. I like that word. It is demonic. Slander is demonic. Verse 16. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and evil things are there. Brethren, another terminology for this is that slander is demonic. There's no way we can paint it or color it or try to make it look like something else. It is demonic. It is evil. And we should see it as that. Slander is evil. Because of this, we have to be very careful what we do with our lives, what we do with our tongues, and what we say about other people. So let's move on. So where is that? Okay. I want the next slide. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you. Yes, let's look at the introduction. I said slander relates to our making false and damaging statements or remarks about someone. That is what slander refers to. Making false and damaging statements. They are not constructive statements. They are not building. They are not positive. Making false and damaging statements or remarks about someone. Hey, that brother said, you know now. Hey, if I tell you what they do, they be, you know, there's some brethren. Part of what we should do to help slanderers is to discourage them. We can discourage them. When I during my undergraduate, there was a brother. Apart from what I told you some time ago, it's like saying, if you want to say anything, say, this you want to tell me. I want the person you're talking about to be around. And once you don't have the confidence and the courage to say it, when the other person wants to report it about, then you know that whole thing that one person wanted to tell you, it is all just slander. It's destructive. So slander relates to making false and damaging statements or remarks about someone. It can also be described as a criminal act of making a false focused statement aimed at damaging the reputation. Because that is the ultimate. To want to damage the reputation of someone or of an individual. I recall some years ago, Somebody came to this environment, to Abraka. We didn't know the person. And the person said she has heard a lot of things about somebody in this environment that she wants to discover for herself whether these things they've been saying are true or not. And we were wondering, why did she want to do all that? And by the time she finished, she said, I see why they were speaking evil about this particular person. Because this person stands for the right, living a righteous life. And the right people don't want it, so they want to look for how to destroy a particular person. And some people, brethren today, are relating with people based on what they heard about that person. It is evil. Make up your own, do your own assessment. Not what people have said. Because a number of things that people may have said may not be positive. And it has been said out of envy, out of jealousy, out of strife, out of hurt. So try and make your own judgment and assessment and relate with the person as you have found it to be, instead of based on what people are saying. And I was saying a while ago that there are some synonyms of the word slander. One of them is defamation. You want to destroy somebody's character. Character defamation. You want to finish the person. So it's like, by the time I finish with you, you're not going to see your face for this attack again. That's what some people even say. And they're able to say it. And unfortunately, some people even do it under some spiritual cover in the church, which is some religious quoting. I pray such persons will repent in Jesus' name. He says, the other one has to do with backbiting, which we saw in Romans chapter 1. Backbiting. I think you could say it in Romans, woe to Tano. Some people talk too much. Hey! It's like there's no stop, no commercial. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. That I want meddler, busybody. You know this meddler. You want to prognose it to other people's affairs. Don't mind your own business. And the other one, whisperer, busybody, prating, tattling. All these are synonyms of the word slander. And we said slander may be the basis for a lawsuit. Somebody may start to sue you for slander. Because what you have said, they are not true. You just want to destroy this person's character and make sure that he or she does not get what you think that he or she wants to get. It's like saying, so long as I cannot get there, let me not get there. It can be the basis for a lawsuit. We can avoid that by making sure that we say the right things. If we are not right, then we should shut our mouth. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. The next line. Yes. So furthermore, we may view slander as attacking the good name and reputation of someone, or abusive attack on someone's character or good name. Most times, the slanderer, in an attempt to make his or her allegation plausible, uses terms like, I feel, it seems, some people feel. I think that's the general feeling that this our sister, she's not even what she claims to be. This our brother. It's in fact, what he or she presents in the open, example, what she does and all that. I seem to be feeling. You find that these terms, they are non-factual statements. They are highly subjective. Highly, highly subjective. Because these are just out of your own personal ill feelings and ill motives, and so you want to look for a new way to ensure that you make that point so that this person will look like nothing before the world. Brethren, no one should be slandered. Nobody should slander anyone. No one. Because we have established at the beginning that those who are slanderers, they hate God. I don't know if we remember the three things I said at the beginning. Those who are slanderers. From Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16 and 19. Those who slanderers are what? It means we are not following. They are haters of God. So anybody who is a slanderer hates God. So the person will pretend that he or she loves God. And in Romans, we said he is what? I forgotten. A backbiter. The person is a backbiter. And apart from that, what does the person do? Look at verse 29. Be filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, and go and so forth. They are whisperers, and the dirty talks about they are backbiters. And finally, in James chapter 1, he said, those who, 15 and 16, say they are demonic. Let's look at James again. James chapter 3. James chapter 3, media. James chapter 3, yes, very good. This wisdom, some people think they are very wise. They know how to go from one person to the other with details. Bible said, this wisdom does not descend from above, but it is earthly, it is sensual, and it is demonic. Let us not forget those things at all. We should not. So, we are saying that slander is often the result of undealt inner hurt. Maybe somebody, whatever he accused the person of, the person wasn't even aware. Maybe the person was passing, not even greet you well. It's okay. You not greet me well. It's okay. So you not even recognize as I did. So I don't be ordinary person like this. Okay. It's like, in other words, he just passed you like that. He didn't even greet you. So you just wait for an opportunity and I want me to destroy this land because the person did not greet you. Like I tell my students, for many years that I was in the system, your passing is not dependent whether you greet me or don't greet me. That is not part of our bargain. That you should greet me so I can pass. Your passing is dependent on your doing well in your course. Your greeting is just part of general good behavior. But as a Christian, we cannot begin to mark down somebody because he or she did not greet me or did not recognize my importance or my office, my person. So I don't small that you didn't even see me. And for some others, it's as a lot of pride. So in this whole chapel, so if they count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wouldn't you get to me? And so they would recognize me. So that's you note it. The Lord will deliver us in Jesus' name. Let's look at some of the Bible teachings on slander. Let's go back to that James chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. James 4, 11 and 12. Good. It says, do not speak evil of one another. I like the emphasis. Say, in other words, don't make it a practice. If I don't even try it. To speak evil of one another, brethren. And he says, he who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. In other words, by the time you to speak evil of a brother or a sister, it means you're also judging that person's master, and that's the Lord. So we should be very, very, very careful when we begin to engage in slander. Because in doing that, we are not even judging, and has God really, has this person really been saved, self? Because some people never get to that point. Also, you do self. Has he really known the Lord? And you begin to reassess and possibly maybe present the gospel afresh to that person. That's why the Bible in verse 12, please go on to verse 12. It says, there's one lawgiver. We don't have two lawgivers. Say only one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. And who is that lawgiver? Yes. There's only one lawgiver. So, as a result, we should be extremely careful what we say about other people. If what we are going to say will not be constructive, will not build up an individual, then we better keep it to ourselves. For some people, except you've been able to go and tell tales about someone, it's like you will not have joy and comfort for that day. And like we said, it is extremely demonic. Let us not speak evil of one another. Evil can manifest in so many ways, but most of the time from the speaking. You know, the Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, what happens? The man speaks out of the abundance of the heart. In fact, if it is possible for the Lord to x-ray our hearts at all times and to write out the things that are there, maybe one brother just passing, the way you will look at the brother, say this one, some will even his, she's nonsense. And the brother may not be aware of anything that he or she has done to you, but there's so much venom in your heart. And so you'll be ready to say anything to destroy a particular brother or that sister. That is slander. And it is evil. And we have established that it is also demonic. Extremely evil and demonic. So, the word of God tells us that slander is a serious sin. And we need to deal with it. If in any way we have been victims of that, we've been involved in slandering, I think today, part of the, because this service is both it's a healing service too, teaching and healing. They ask God to say, Lord, heal me of this ailment, because it's an ailment. Lord, Lord, heal me of this ailment, and the Lord will do so. Because it can get you trouble. Slander can get you into trouble. Brethren, let us be very, very careful what we do. Exodus chapter 20, verse 16. What does it say? You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. It says, you shall not bear false witness. If you are called to witness, will you witness for the truth? Or you witness based on what you think this brother, this sister said to you before now? And so, I cannot say anything good about him. We should speak the truth at all times and never witness. We should never be false witnesses. Never, never, never be false witnesses. God hates it. And so we should also hate it. Exodus chapter 23, verse 1. Can we have it in the old King James version, not just this one. If you media. Can we have it in the old? Yes, thank you. Is that it? I don't think so. Is that what it ought to be? Okay. It says, thou shalt not raise a false report. Please, let's go back to the other one you put. This question said put the. I don't even find it. Let's go back to the other version, please. Media, the first version you put there. Okay. 23:1. Chapter 23, verse 1, we said. Okay. You shall not circulate a false report. Do not put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. These are very strong words. We should not circulate. Some circulate with their mouth. Even with these days, with the phone. Some circulate with the phone. You just pick up the phone. All you have said for 30 minutes is just false reports and slander. The Bible says, you shall not circulate false reports. And don't put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. So I say, My hand don't catch her. It shouldn't be so. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Let us look at some more Bible teachings on this. Look at 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. For he who will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. What is saying? What's the Bible saying here? That if you desire to live long and to see good days, refrain your tongue. Remember when we started at the beginning, we say part of what we should take home from this is like when the Bible says, when we're talking about avoiding the sin of slander, it's like keep away from it, run away from it, flee, run. Say, he who will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. If we take the opposite of this verse, we'll know the implications. It's like saying, if we don't want to live long, then just go and be slandering people. If you want to live, if you want your life to be terminated abruptly, just go and be slandering people. If you don't want to see good days, go on slandering people. It's like, that's the opposite of it. But we know and we desire that we want to live long, want to see good days, therefore we should refrain from speaking guile and speaking evil, speaking deceit about other people. And the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. There are some dangers in engaging in slander. There are some dangers. One of them is banishment from God's presence. Look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. In fact, if you read from verse 1 to 13, you see that when God put Adam and Eve in the garden, everything was just okay. Everything was rosy. They were enjoying themselves. But the very moment the serpent came and said, okay, look at, just let me just quickly run through it. Said, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast in the field which the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of the tree of the garden? Verse 2. And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, and so on and so forth. But because the deceiver, the serpent came and deceived them, they ate. And what happened? When God came later in the day, Adam, where are you? Adam said, I'm hiding from you. Why? He said, because we are naked. Was that the original state? No, something has happened. Because they had disobeyed, so they were banished. Brethren, let us be careful so that God will not banish us. Number two, danger. The law can strike that person down instantly. We don't have the time to read Numbers chapter 16, verses 1 to 40. And we read about Korah and his team. And what did God do? He was struck down. Let's see whether we can get some of the verses there. Okay, now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Dathan and Abiram and the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Pelet, sons of Reuben, took men, verse 2, and they rose up before Moses with some of the children of Israel, and all that. There were 250 leaders of the congregation, and all that, gone. And they gathered together against Moses and Aaron, and said to them, you take too much upon yourselves. For all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord? Brethren, what happened? At the end of the day, the 250 of them, plus all of them were killed. The Lord struck all of them. We should be very, 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 very careful. The Lord can strike when we engage in slander and thinking that we can maybe overthrow God's counsel and God's plan and purpose in the life of a child of God. Number three, we should be ready to face God's judgment. Matthew chapter 13. Matthew 12, 36. Matthew 12, verse 36. Good. But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will do what? They will give account of it in the day of judgment. So all those tatafo, all those 50 people say, the Bible says, we will give account of it on the day of judgment. If we'll escape the judgment of God, then we should stop slandering people because we'll give account of it. Number four, Psalm 101, verse 5. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor The Bible says, him will I destroy. That's what the Bible says. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, I will not endure. Well, that is the first part of that verse. Whoever secretly, the Bible says, the Lord says, I will destroy. And so this fourth danger is that God will cut off that person. God will destroy that person. And I don't think we want to be destroyed. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. My time is going, so let's see how we can make up for this. The time runs out. Are there some benefits of avoiding slander? Yes, there are. There are some benefits. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. It says, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which you observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. In other words, the first benefit is that your detractors will glorify God on your behalf. Say, that one, self, that one, although it not be, but at least, you know, they talk lie. Which is in yes, now yes, in no, now no. So that because they know you for what you are. Brethren, let us stand for that which is right. So that even the unbelievers, many years ago, as HOD in my department, because I was HOD for many times, I don't know for many times, but there was a time I was HOD, and then one of my clerical officers was even a member of our church. So they were just gisting somewhere. And all that. The unbelievers, they are saying, your Ghana will know. The right one, you be one of us. So which one you, where did you begin to go to church, self? In other words, they know those who are genuine Christians. They know those who live double lives. They know those who stand for the right. They do. It's not that for them, a number of times they just feel that because you will not join them in doing evil. I beg, make not tell because it will spoil our plan. But they know the right things. Number two, the Lord will protect you from the scourge of the tongue. Look at Job 5:31. You shall be hidden from the scourge of the tongue, and you shall not be afraid of destruction when it comes. Hey, what a privilege. If you are not a slanderer, just lay hold on this promise. That the Lord will protect you from the scourge of the tongue. Because there's so much terrible scourge of the tongue in the world today. If you hold on to God, hold on to the right thing, and don't speak evil of other people, the Lord will protect you from the scourge of the tongue. Praise the Lord. Number three. Look at the scripture again. Say, blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Look at verse 12. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets who were before you. In other words, you should be happy when you are reproached for Christ's sake. It doesn't matter what they say. So long as you are sure that within your heart of hearts that what you are saying is not true, they should be happy. Be happy. And number four, Psalm 15 verses 1 to 3. The Psalms 15, 1 to 3. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Who may dwell in your holy hill? Verse 2. He who walks uprightly and walks righteousness and speaks the truth from where? From his heart. He who does not backbite. Remember, we talked about backbiting. He does not backbite with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor take a reproach against his friend. You know, because there are some friends who are not friends. They are unfriendly friends. If you don't, if it's like, in other words, if you are free of this, then you are sure that you will make heaven. And because if after all is said and done and you can't make heaven, then you have wasted your life. No wonder Paul was answered, say, if in this world only we have hope, then we are of all men most miserable. But we have a hope that someday, sometime, will be with the Lord. Where we will not talk about herdsmen killing people in their hundreds and twenties and everything, kidnapping, abduction, terrible things happening. Should be rounding up now. Conclusion. Brethren, I say there's great danger in not avoiding slander. Avoid the wrath of God. The Bible describes the slanderer as a fool. You know, a number of times we are more used to saying that the fool has said in heart there's no God. But a slanderer is also a fool. Please, scroll for us Proverbs 10:18. Whoever hides hatred has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool. That's what the Bible says, not me. A slanderer is also a fool. And we don't want to be labeled as fools. I pray that the Lord will help us this evening, that we'll make amends where necessary, and things will be well with us. Thank you for listening. Praise the Lord.